Yeah, sounds like you're enjoying your new printer.
Yeah, so far, most, like I said, as most people do, most people print things that enhance the printer's capability, and that's what I got feet wet doing, printing a bunch of that stuff. And I've been printing some stuff for the grandkids and stuff around the house, and you know, like I said, for the workbench that the plans have you just putting screws through the top down into 2x4s, and I said, well, I want a cleaner look, so last night I printed some L brackets to put underneath the screw into the 2x4 and into the top from under the underside, so I wouldn't have the exposed screws on top. And I guess that was for, you know, workbench outside that you're going to beat up, and that's one thing, but I wanted a little better look, so, than the screw head showing. So, you know, just things like that, brackets and a variety of different things that I've done. So far so good, having fun with it, and hopefully I've got to get into some of the 3D CAD programs. I've got signed up for a couple here just to try out, and did one where I made some modifications to somebody's plans just to see how it would work, and printed some things out, and it seemed to work out okay. So, all right, Clayton, I'm going to run. I've been sitting in the driveway, so wife probably wants me to come in and eat dinner, so I'm running a little late behind schedule anyhow. We'll talk to you later.
Repeater Saginaw.
Back over to you.
I recommend AutoCAD's Fusion 360 for personal use one. It's free. And it's easiest to use once you learn how to use it. KEHCB 73, and have a good dinner.
Yeah, I read just you speak of that. I have that, and I did ShaperCAD and some other OpenCAD and a couple others that I've just been trying. And a lot of them use the Fusion, but I read on there that the free version is only good for 3 years.